We are really happy to welcome Joseph Arthur back to the World Cafe today. Joseph has been here many times. We actually had him here for his first album, and we got to hear the story about how Peter Gabriel left a phone message on his home answering machine saying he wanted to sign him to Real World Records. And at that time, Joseph Arthur was the first, actually, North American artist on that label. He's now got an album out on his own label, which is called Lonely Astronaut. It's called Nuclear Daydream. And we'll begin with this performance with Joseph and his band of When I Was Running Out of Time.
When I was running out of time, I turned it into a dream, and you were drifting into my mind. Things ain't the way that they seem. I turned you into a dream, make it all go away. You know, your hair looks different when you wear it that way. You got a painted face and a body made of clay. You are my superstar. They will fill you with big ideas. They'll hang your heart in the sky. I know you want to save the world. How long have you been that high? How long have you been that high? Did you make it all? You know, your eyes look different when you look the other way. You got a cheating heart, bleeding emeralds every day. You are a shooting star. Things ain't the same as when we was young. Let's tell the world we're doing fine. I know how lucky we are. I know how lucky we are to make it all go away. You know, this world is topsy-turvy in days like today. We got a million souls looking for a place to stay. Each one a shooting star.
When I Was Running Out of Time, another one from Nuclear Daydream, is Joseph Arthur. He's playing live today. And yeah, give everybody credit besides Craig. Who else is in the room here?
We got Jen Turner on electric lead guitar. We let the girl play the lead guitar because she's the bad one. The bad, I want to say bad blank, but I don't think I can in radio. Can I?
I doubt it.
No. She's the bad
blank.
As in good one.
She's the baddest.
Me and Craig are good at guitar too, but Jen Turner's got that something special. No, Craig does too. So do I. Nah, I don't know. Never mind.
This is going to be the world's longest introduction.
I'm sorry. And then we got Sybil Buck on bass guitar and vocals. Everybody sings, too. So everybody's and vocals. And then G Wiz on drums. We're going to try to change his name just to G Wiz. But his name's Greg something I can't pronounce. How do you pronounce your last name?
Viachorik.
Is that really how it
That's
is?
That's how they say it in the motherland.
See?
What is the motherland?
Poland.
Really?
My last name means tonight.
No Polish jokes.
Polish.
And it means tonight?
I just learned that, yeah.
Greg Tonight.
Greg Tonight, there's my...
What about the Tonights? I like the Tonights. Joseph Arthur and the Tonights. Nobody's looking at me.
And tonight.
I got a little bit... And tonight?
Tonight-us.
The ongoing search for the name for this new band goes on. You know, I was, we were talking a little bit before we got on about how you're from Akron, and I guess band everybody's talking about being from Akron right now is the Black Keys.
Yeah.
But there is an Ohio thing going on. When you look at people like even going back to Peru Ubu and Afghan Wigs.
Guided by Voices.
There's these iconoclasts, these kind of...
Pretenders.
Yeah. But there's something a little bit different about all those people. And they're very, very individual. And you certainly fit right in there.
The Midwest encourages dreamers. You know, if you're from a city, you see, you know, for one, there's a lot of exciting things to do in a city, you know, and also you see how hard a career in the arts is. I think you get jaded young, but when you're from Ohio, you know, there's not that much going on and you're not, it's just a wide open dream.
You have the other art half of your career. If you look at Joseph's guitar when he plays, it's all... It's one of, I guess, a number of guitars that you've painted. But you had an exhibit in London since we saw you last.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went pretty good. Yeah and I put out a book too, an art book. So yeah.
You're always doing all those. In fact, this is the first interview I've done with you when you're not drawing while we're doing it.
Oh right.
Because you had it. Because
I got the guitar.
But are you always working on something?
Usually, I haven't been drawing lately though. For some reason, I don't know what. Maybe I dry it up. I don't know.
Fear not. Joseph Arthur's playing live and what's next? What,
and the dry ups. Okay, this one's called Don't Tell Your Eyes.
That's one that's ready for the big children's chorus treatment.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
That made me think of we should be called the Fear Knots.
That's pretty cool.
The Fear Knots.
I like that.
Right?
I like that.
And since we conjured Jesus in that one, maybe he whispered that to me. The Fear Knots. It's a real nice one.
Okay. Are you a spiritual guy?
Oh yeah, I'm spiritual, but I believe in Muhammad too. I'm an equal opportunity prophet employer. You know, I love all the prophets. I aim to be one someday. That's my goal. I don't want to get strung up on a cross, but I do have a great idea. If you want to out Blaine David Blaine, get crucified. Crucify yourself. That would be insane. I thought about this. Like, you could actually do that. Like, I mean, actually, I should not talk about this over the radio. That's bad. Ooh. Anyway, because I think it's a great idea, and I don't want to give it away.
And then come back. Is that your point?
Well, I guess you would die, but you'd have to like throw a contraption.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, it's worked for some.
You'd be legendary.
You certainly would.
You definitely would go down in history.
It's something. This is kind of a little more serious, but it might even be along the same lines. Joseph, we've never really talked about this, but I've read you talk about the fact that you realized you were an alcoholic when you were like 20.
Yeah, and I probably knew that when I was in like sixth grade or something like that. I knew that right away. I knew my relationship with alcohol right away was demented. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was down. You know, I don't know.
Well, as a high school kid, it might be hard to see that because a lot of people's relationship with alcohol is demanded.
That's true.
But
that's one thing I'm realizing, too. The older I get, the more I realize most people's relationship with drugs and alcohol is slightly demented. I mean, the only people that don't have that kind of slightly demented relationship with it are the people that barely use it at all. And then they're what you would call normal, I guess. But they're not really normal because most people I know aren't like that. So normal is probably more like some sort of form of what you would maybe call alcoholism.
Well, there have been a lot of books written about the link between alcoholism and art.
Oh, really?
And I was wondering if you saw any connection for you.
Yeah, I do. I think artists are, artists have a sort of... It's a hard thing. It's a personal thing, so it's hard to talk about on the radio. And maybe when I was younger, I was a bit more bold about talking about stuff like that. And the older I get, the more I realize that I don't really have myself in total control as I might like or as I might have been arrogantly thinking I did when I was young. You know what I mean? So now I don't like to go get busted when I have wine up on stage talking about how I was an alcoholic and stuff. Actually, right now I am sober, but like, you know, a mere days sober. So it's like not a day, but like days, like a week or something like that. So it's a hard thing to talk about because it's personal. You know what I mean? But I think there's a connection with schizophrenia in artists too and things like that. I don't know if there's ever been a study in that, but... that kind of thing is in my family, and I think an artist is somebody that has found a way to heal himself through art. I just went to northern Uganda recently, like a few weeks ago, and brought a bunch of art supplies to these orphans from the LRA, and they painted things that were astounding, you know, depictions of their parents being murdered and stuff like that. And basically what we're trying to do is build a rehabilitation center for them that uses art, actually. Like, it's centered around painting, really, and stuff like that, expression. I mean, so you should look that up. It's called a River Blue Foundation, if anybody wants to try to donate to that.
How did you get involved with that?
That I got involved through this Katrina thing. I met these people at One Giant Leap, and then I met this cameraman named Chandler Griffith. Then I wrote this song for Africa, and one thing led to another, and I was in northern Uganda with these kids, and it was amazing. It was like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Wow. What did you draw with them? Did you?
Yeah. I actually just showed them how to use watercolor, real briefly. The first I like taught. I was like kind of like a teacher, art teacher or something. And the first time I did it, I actually painted something, and then I noticed maybe that they were sort of painting similar, like a couple of them painted similar things. So then I just stopped painting anything and just showed them how to use the materials. And I just told them to paint something from inside themselves. And that was it. That was the only prodding, you know. There was no... But we're going to try to put together a book of their artwork and stuff like that. There was like over, I brought back over 300 paintings. So, so there should be another book. Plus I recorded like 2 hours of music there. In this camp, all these musicians, wonderful musicians, really, really talented.
What kind of instruments? What kind of?
You know, like drums, thumb pianos, voices, really, you know, lots of percussion.
Wow, what a great summer vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Joseph Arthur is our guest, and the new album is Nuclear Daydream, and it's on his own label, Lonely Astronaut.
Yeah.
And what's next?
Let's do Nuclear Daydream.
Wishes left unsaid in all the burning letters underneath our bed, saying I won't ever cry for you anymore.
are not gone.
Nuclear Daydream is the track that finishes up the new album of the same name, and Joseph Arthur and this great band are playing live for us today. Their first gig on their tour, and we are honored. You mentioned some new stuff. You might want to do something new?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, this one's pretty brand new. Okay. Yeah, like very, very new.
Like a week?
Like 2 weeks old. Yeah. Let's see.
Wake up, sister. Sister, come on. You know it's for you. You know it's for you. Come on, brother, give us your song. It's all you can do. It's all you can do.
That's it's a keeper. I just understand why they wanted to do it.
Yeah, it's like a pop song.
It's
got that
excellent. Spaceman. Something new.
Yeah, something
Joseph
new.
Joseph Arthur and the Spaceman.
That's it.
Ladies' choice.
We still have not chosen a name, but hopefully by the time if you guys decide on a name, let us know.
Okay.
We'll plug it into the show.
All right. Well, we got to sign your wall with something. So I think by the time we sign your wall,
we'll know.
That's going to be like carving it in stone, I think.
We could sign something new everywhere.
Joseph Arthur and Carved in Stone, our guests on the World Cafe. We'll be back in a moment.